Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From a land far, far away where success is a long shot and the struggle really is real, comes a voice from the depths of the concrete, the bowels of the BX, a voice that can't be silenced, here to share his positivity. Welcome to the Hope of the Hood Podcast.
What up, it's your boy Petey, Hope of the Hood. We're going to do a little short one. I have no guest. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what was going on in my life, on my journey to trying to be the guy that I want to be. Oh, before I get into it, shout out to Acast. You can find us, acast.com/ Hope of the Hood. Find us on Apple Podcasts every Monday. Thank you so much for subscribing. Please rate, leave a review. Appreciate it so much. Sometimes you don't realize you're not the guy you want to be or the person you want to be until things happen and you go, oh man, I don't want to be this guy. And I'll start with a story about my dad and my mom when I was a kid. So I'm the youngest of three. Well, the youngest of four. And my dad and my mom and my sisters, we all used to live in one apartment when we were younger, or when I was younger. And so my grandmother used to live up the street. My grandmother and my grandmother's house, they were from Guyana in South America. So like everybody that came from Guyana basically lived in my grandmother's house. Not everyone, but a lot of them. A lot of my family lived with my grandmother. And she had a backyard, and we would have parties all the time. Always fun. It was cool because I lived like literally maybe five doors down from, you know, the biggest parties of my childhood, I guess you could say. And I never forget one party I went to. And, you know, it was a thing. The little kids are chilling in the back. Everybody's running around, scraping their knees, falling down, you know, busting up their teeth, eating too much sugar. And all that stuff. And then, you know, the adults do whatever they do in their little private room, drink a little Hennessy, a little cognac, and whatever adults do, smoke 10 million cigarettes. So I never forget running back and forth. And one day I see my dad, well, one party, I see my dad in the front of the crib. I see him, he's with a woman. And, you know, they're not doing anything like anything too crazy. They're not making out or nothing like that. But I just noticed him like leaning against the car, and she's like, kind of standing in between his legs to some extent, but they were close. They were like standing close. And also I was maybe about eight years old, I think at the 7 or 8. So I didn't think anything of it, whatever. I'm just like, all right, cool. And then he calls me over, yo, he introduces me to the person. This is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, word. All right, cool. So I'm playing around. Party's over. I go home to my mom and we're talking, whatever, you know, little kid stuff. And I go, hey, mom, do you know dad's friend Blase Blah? And she's like, who? I'm like, yeah, Blase Blah. They were just chilling right now. So she's like, nah, I don't. What? And then I saw, like, you notice things when you're a kid. So I noticed how my mom reacted. And then I also noticed after that, my mom was like it seemed like she was on a mission. I just remember her on the phone with like my aunts and just whoever. She would call and be like, yo, do you know Blase Blah? Do you know Blase Blah? Do you know Blase Blah? Just trying to get to the bottom of whoever Blase Blah was. Eventually, someone was like, yo, I do know Blase Blah, and this is where they're from, and this is what's going on. So it kind of confirmed, I guess, what my mom's hunch was. You know, names have been changed to protect the innocent, obviously. So my mom finds out the logistics and the coordinates of where Pop Dukes and Blase Blas hanging out at. And I'll never forget the night. It was me and my two sisters. At the time, Karen White was like a huge, she wasn't huge, but she had a huge song out. My mom would always play that. I'll never forget it. It's like, I'm not your superwoman. I'm not the kind of girl that you can let down and think that everything's okay. But I am. So she was pumping that full blast all day on repeat. And this is before, you know, you had to rewind the cassette and all of that. So you know she was really in her feelings. She was rewinding shit. So one night, she finds out the coordinates. She grabs me and my sisters, throws us in the car. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what's going on. And actually, at the time, my grandmother had moved to the projects over on Webster Ave. So we get in the car. We're driving. We don't know where we're going. So then we get closer to my grandmother's crib. And we're like, oh, we're going to my grandmother's crib, whatever, whatever. So we pull up. Mom's just like not saying nothing. She just kind of like just tight jaw, grill tight, bringing us. And I didn't know what was going on. So we get there, we get to the apartment now. Mom knocks on the door. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. You hear like fumbling going on, whatever. Do, 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 do. And then I see, I think it was my granddad, like cracks the door. And then my mom just busts it in. Get off me. She busts the door in. We here now. So we all go into the apartment. Now my pops is on the couch with his arm, like, you know, draped around, blah, blah, blah. And, yo, my mom just start going off, like, yo, she start cursing everybody out. She like, yo, fuck you, you know. And she just like, blase blah, gets up, runs to the back and is like crying. And it's just a whole scene. And I'll never forget standing there with my sisters. And I was the shortest, so it went from like short to tall. We looked like a strong cell phone signal from short to tall, just like lined up, doot, doot, doot. And my mom's just going off, cursing everybody out, cursing out my grandparents, cursing out my aunts, cursing out just whoever, man. The goldfish, she was just wilding out. And I'm like, damn, this shit stinks. Like, I remember crying myself. I was, you know, a young kid. And I'm thinking it can't get any worse, so we're about to leave. And my mom turns and says, you know what? Furthermore, all of y'all could kiss my ass. And then she pulled down, like, one side of her pants so you could see one butt cheek. I was devastated because, one, I didn't want to see my mother's butt cheek. Two, everybody else saw my mother's butt cheek. And three, I was like, they're never going to invite us over for dinner ever again. And because, you know, times were hard back then and they had the bomb.com wick. You know, their welfare game was tight. When you got 20 people living with you, you're getting mad food. But anyway, that devastated me. I think it very much traumatized me. Even to today, I always felt like it was my fault. Like, if I would have never said anything to my mom about blase blah, we would have been a happy family. So that, I think that always weighed on my shoulders throughout my life. And it kind of like, I think that's what kind of like, well, that's one of the things that made me and my pops not so strong, our relationship or whatever. Because and then also growing up, I always like looked at him and just kind of seen how he was. Like he was, at least growing up, it felt like he was very mean. You know, it felt like he was it was like someone that fell short of something, like, but you know, shortcomings. And I always remember he would always like, when we would talk or whatever, he would always blame. He would always, it would never be like, hey, how you doing? What's up? Whatever. He'd be like, yo, this person did this. And like, he would always blame. It always seemed like other people were the reasons of his unhappiness. And I always saw that as much as well as a few other things. And it kind of made me want to like make my life. I wanted to not be like that. You know, one with breaking up a family, like breaking a family up by the deeds and just kind of like being a whatever kind of dude. And then like, you know, like letting other people own your happiness. So that was something that I always kind of like was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that kind of guy. I want, when people talk about me, they say, yo, that dude's a good dude. He's a stand-up dude. He don't complain. He don't cry. He just do what he got to do. You know, it's like that, the facts of life. You know, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have. You know, I just felt like that was the life that I wanted to live. So fast forward into my life now, I am an adult man. You know, I've through a bunch of stuff, as some of you may know, some of you may not know. And, you know, nobody's perfect, obviously. But we can try. We can try to, if we're not perfect, we can try to be the best that we could be. We could be very good. You know, no one's perfect, but you can be very good. And I've recently went through something with someone that I felt very dear to my heart, a relationship. And I fucked up. I did something that I shouldn't have done. I entertained something that I shouldn't have entertained by someone in my past. One of my exes, we basically had an exchange that was not called for and it shouldn't have happened, but I was being an idiot or weak, should I say. And I kind of fell for it. Fast forward to today or a few days ago, my ex screen grabs all of this stuff in the email, sends it to my, you know, the current girlfriend. And she's like, yo, this is whoop, whoop. This is like, this is who you're dealing with and all this. And obviously, you know, the woman that I was talking to, it hurt her. And I have to say, it definitely hurt me, but the thing that hurt the most is this person that I was with right now currently was probably like the best person I think that I've ever met, female woman that I've ever met. But not only that, I felt that I was becoming closer to the guy that I wanted to be, only because I felt like I started taking the lying out of my diet, which in my past relationships, I've lied. I lied a lot. You know, I did dumb stuff, messed up. And I just kind of like, it hit me. And I was like, damn, I'm just like the dude that I didn't want to be like, you know? I think the beauty of it, which is a terrible thing, but the beauty of it to me is at least seeing that and really seeing it. Like, I don't think I ever saw it before in my life. Like I would mess up or I would do things and it would just be whatever. But like, this is like, oh shit. When it's somebody that you really, really, really vibe with. And not only that, you kind of feel a level to your own rights. You feel a level of like, wow, I'm soaring high. Like I'm becoming the guy that I want to be. And I say that because the person that I was with, this was like the most honest and open relationship that I've ever been in, as far as like me just, you know, saying everything. Yo, this is what I'm up to. This is what happened yesterday. This is like, as far as like, it could be, hey, I was flirting with someone yesterday. I just needed to tell you. So I don't have that on my. So it was like, we were clear. We were there. She wanted me to talk to her. I love to talk to her. I think the worst part of this whole thing was, I lost respect. I lost trust for myself as well as she definitely did for me. But the worst part for me was, in hindsight, if I was just honest and I would have said, not to guarantee like, oh yeah, she would have been like, all right, cool. Like if I'd have been like, yo, I was talking to my ex. Not to even say she would have been cool with it, but at least she would have respected the fact that I told the truth, you know? And so with it happening the way it happened, I didn't have a chance to earn or to maintain the respect that I felt like I was working to, like the respect for myself, the respect from her, there's just a respect. And it's in so many different, cause like it hit me so hard that I'm just like going, I'm like just reflecting for like 2 days straight. And I'm just like, wow. One, I want to say sorry to every woman, you know, along my journey to me trying to be the guy that I wanted to be. And I can't even say I was trying to be any kind of guy, but I guess you become mature and you meet certain people and you want to live a certain life. And, you know, I feel like it reflects in all aspects of your life. And it made me really look inside and say, man, I was so close to being the guy that I want to be, you know. But that's the cool part about, like I said, I think earlier about time, you know, time isn't your enemy. Time is your friend. So as long as you could, you know, move forward or try to move forward every day or every minute or every, you know, every few seconds or whatever it is, as long as you can try to move forward, I think you're all right, you know, because I feel like honestly, that was the closest I'm the closest that I've been to the person that I want to be, as far as like the guy that I would respect, the guy that I admire, the guy that we all admire a lot of times is the guy that just tells the truth. He might hurt people's feelings. He might be an asshole. He might be whatever it is, but the thing that he does have is the truth. He tells the truth at all points, at all times. And that's what I learned. That's what I learned right now. And I think, you know, I know that I'll be a better person moving forward because it reflects in everything. It's like, how can I be true on stage? How can I be true on this podcast? How can I be true, you know, in so many other aspects of my life? And then get in, and then be in a relationship and something that's like special, your heart's involved, and not be true there. So I didn't even, like, it didn't hit me until right now. Well, not right now, but, you know, when this thing played out, it hit me. It was, like, definitely one of those things, like, dude, reflection time. Yo, dude, you don't want to be that dude. Like, just be, keep it funky. You can't, people respect it, man, if you just gonna keep it funky. They might not like what you're gonna say, but they will respect the fact that you told the truth. They can't say that you lied, you know? And that was what I learned. Hopefully you guys have a dope-ass week. I don't exactly know when this is coming out, but it'll probably come out soon. Tune in every Monday. It's your boy, Petey, Hope of the Hood, acast.com/Hope of the Hood, Apple Podcast. Go to the IG, Hope of the Hood. Find us on Twitter, Hope of the Hood. Follow us, subscribe, review, rate, and I'm out. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.